Thank you again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I am your host, Jerome. We're going to get started today. And we're going to talk about the situation that's going on in Atlanta in regards to RICO charges that are being filed on rappers and quote unquote gang members for allegedly committing crimes and showing off on social media or bragging allegedly or intimidating the alleged victors or victims. And how do I feel? This is my personal opinion. This is not the opinion of Anchors, Spotify, or any of its affiliates. It's just my personal opinion. Again, we're on volume number 181 of the Quarantine Lean edition of the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. So, I'm going to dive in and I'm going to try to do this step by step by step. Atlanta, quote unquote, is a black city, even though it's not majority black. We consider Atlanta a black city because of the black entertainment structure, the amount of black wealth that's in Atlanta, or people that's flogging or capping like they have money. The amount of young black stars that are created from the Atlanta entertainment scene, the strip clubs, the wings, Southern culture, I think Spelman is in Atlanta. You know, there are a couple of different, there's another black college that was in Atlanta. I think Nick Cannon did a movie about it in the early 2000s or mid 2000s to actually save the school. So there's a lot going on there that represents our culture and our people. But as we have seen, Atlanta has been home to one of the most famous mayors, Maynard Jackson, who at one point in time, I'm not sure if the airport is still named after the mayor. I mean, it's had so many different celebrities such as T.I., Killer Mike, Future, Lil Baby, the Migos, Andre Rison, Deion Sanders, Dominique Wilkins, you know, Trey Young. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But then there's the other side of Atlanta. There's a homeless problem. At one point in time, there was a very, very strong. Well, let me communicate this correctly. There was a group of people that was called BMF, and they were an entertainment group, and they were called the Black Mafia Family, BMF. Big Meech and his crew was down there. And, you know, there was a strong undertone of drugs. Some would say even violence. Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane. These are all the urban things that are going on. You know, Neo, Jermaine Dupri, Bow Wow. It's a lot. This is what really markets Atlanta for young African Americans to go and fulfill their dream of trying to make it big in the entertainment business. Tyler Perry, Unfortunately, the bright lights and the glitz and the glamour is mixed all the way in with gentrification. Black home ownership is down. Atlanta is one of the most competitive cities. Even if you actually have an education to get a good paying job. Oh, yeah. So there has been a lot of different migrations to Atlanta, specifically Chicago, Detroit, New Orleans. A lot of people. From New York, California has migrated. And some would say that these migrations of people has actually came and contaminated the city with different crimes, violent crimes. The murder rate, it is up in Atlanta. The amount of carjacking, robbing and stealing. It is up in Atlanta. In the ATL, the home of the players. We talking about outcasts. Talking about Goody Mob. CeeLo Green. Big Gip. We're talking LaFace Records. Yeah, Babyface. That Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? So, at one point in time, there was something that was called the Freaknik in the early 90s. That was when all the young black people went to Atlanta. To just live, have fun, fulfill some fantasies, check some things off the bucket list, and go back home for the weekend. I mean, it was so free and it was so live to where at one point in time, the actual expressway shut down, and the people just wanted to have fun so bad till they just turned on their radios and threw a party right on the damn expressway. Can you imagine that? Yeah. But it seems as though that those free-for-all times are gone. And that when you're downtown Atlanta, you see homeless housing villages. You see a lot of people begging, a lot of people that are hurting, a lot of people that are strung out, a lot of people that just simply do not have the basics of life together. And it is very, very difficult for them to make it on a day-to-day basis, to really grasp the concept of being a positive, productive citizen. We can't blame that on the city of Atlanta. I won't blame that on the leadership, nor will I blame that on the environment. All right. Some of the accountability has to be placed on the people that's in the city. And I wanted to talk about accountability first before I actually got into the meat of my subject today. We can't blame a system for putting people in jail for violating the law. It's very, very simple. You break the law, you go to jail. Now, what happens when you get there is a different thing. You have to go through the court processes. You know, they have to prove that you're guilty in the court of law. That's how it goes. Man, it's a lot of scammers in Atlanta. You know, these people are doing everything. All types of credit card fraud. They down there on it. You know, the PPP loan scammers are everywhere. Seems like every other day. Hey, man, you know what? You can't even hear that where I live. Hey, man, you want to know what? Hey, have you filed your taxes yet? This, that, and the third. Hey, man, get away from me with that. I'm not finna turn over my life to you for, you know, X amount of dollars and then you get half the money or a certain amount of money. I'm not going to do that. What I will do, right, is to give you some advice and let you know that, hey, guess what? Be careful. Be careful out here, right? So, I mentioned Big Meech earlier. I'm from the hood. I was one of the first people that were pushing the Smack DVDs. And when I was one of the first people in my area to let everybody know about the Black Mafia family. And, you know, I just thought it was just a lot of guys having a lot of fun. But, hey, look, these people, I say it all the time. We have to follow the what? We have to follow the money. FTM. Follow the money. And we'll see exactly what's going on. But they ended up indicting Big Meech. And they gave him and his crew a lot of time. Even though they never caught the man with any type of drugs. Never. Never caught him with any type of money. They got some information off a computer and allegedly, this is what tied them to their specific acts. And there is something that's in Georgia that can be enforced on a local level. And these are something that's called RICO charges, racketeering charges of a criminal organization. This is where things in the law starts to get really, really loose. And you never really understand exactly what's going on. So fast forward. Okay, Big Meech went to jail. I think they gave him like 20 years or whatnot. Fast forward to the YSL Young Thug situation. Young Thug has always stated that he was a part of a gang. Okay. He was into it with another rapper. He was rapping about their intuits on songs. This is where things get really interesting is that the person that I'm about to speak on, her name is Miss Fannie Willis. Miss Fannie Willis is an African-American lady, woman, who is the new district attorney for Fulton County. That's pretty much a large part of Atlanta. She was the person that is responsible for arresting Young Thug. A lot of other rappers are speaking out because she stated that part of the main investigation and the reason why that they indicted his entire record label was based upon lyrics. And she, according to her, that these rap artists that just so happen to be black are rapping things that they're doing in their lyrics, and they're going to be brought to justice based upon their lyrics. Some of these things go all the way back until 2014, 8 years ago. And because they are stating that they were affiliated with a gang, that's where the racketeering and the criminal organization comes into play. So Young Thug and his people are in a very, very compromising position. And now they're using each and every person to roll on different, I guess, higher ups that were considered in the record label or group or alleged gang. It is very, very interesting to me when we're speaking about content. In art and hip hop, and music, a genre. We do have the freedom of speech to say whatever we like. Now, of course, I've been on this platform and I've always said that rappers should not, or not only even rappers, drug dealers, regular individuals, you should not flaunt what you have on social media. Because guess what? According to Miss Willis, or District Attorney Willis, she stated that there was another gang involved in robbing, stealing from affluent people within the city of Atlanta. Even Atlanta Falcons players, allegedly Calvin Ridley, they stated that they had threatened to harm a 16-year-old girl if they did not let them know about a certain location or whatever the situation is. So Ms. Willis is stating that these gangs are targeting famous and affluent people by tracking them on social media. And she's also stating that when they do these crimes that they commit, they're actually rapping about them in their lyrics. And as a result of that, that's what's causing the RICO charges. So I say, I can understand that. No one wants to be targeted in regards to crimes. No one wants to see their daughter, their 16-year-old daughter, go through something like that. It's a shame. Yeah, it's bad. And don't get me wrong. If people are out doing crimes, as I stated earlier, even if you're a rapper or anything, you need to be held accountable. Right or wrong, I know I'm right. And I think that everybody would say that I'm right. But I think in this scenario here, we are looking at something that's just a little bit out of place. Because out of everything that we just talked about, we're skipping over a lot of different things. And I think the perception here that has a lot of people getting upset is that, so is Miss Fannie Willis, is she only targeting rappers? Is she saying, even though we already have established that the black community is not the majority in Atlanta, is she only targeting young black rappers? And if she is, and she's basing this off of lyrics in their music, does she have probable cause to put a RICO on them? That's the question. See, I think that we have a lot of different things going on. Just as of yesterday, there were 26 arrested in connections to a lot of crime activity. It says this quote unquote or alleged people was called the Drug Rich Gang. Yeah. These are the people that was targeting the Atlanta Falcons wide receiver, a goal kicker for Atlanta United, which was a soccer player, Marlon Hampton, which was a reality star on the Housewives of Atlanta, Brittany Millie, a social media star who has a child with rapper Future. And it goes on and on and on. And it says that they primarily operate out of DeKalb County. And the incidents go as far as back as 2016, 6 years ago. So this is a lot. This is a lot to unpack. And let's just say, for instance, in this scenario, that she is right. That these rappers are committing crimes. They're putting things into lyrics. They have the information, they have the evidence. You know what? Let's hold these people accountable in the court of law. So she's doing her job, right? My thing is that when it comes down to, and I've always said this, and I know some people that are listening to the podcast are going to say, you know what, Jerome, here you go again. It all roads leads back to this, right? I'm not gonna go on a rant. But when we always talk about the past, right? We could always go back 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. We could go all the way back. When it has something negative to do with black people. You ever notice that? Oh, yeah, they'll go back 100 years. Oh, yeah, 100 years ago, 50 years ago. What? They'll do it to enforce something that's negative against people of color. Even if they have to say that in regards to your art, we were looking at your art and somehow it connected you to this, and we're going to dig deeper to investigate, just to make sure, for the safety of the community, that you are, that you have not did anything wrong. Right? Because this is what this is saying is that it's almost saying that the only people in Atlanta that are committing crimes are black people. And we know that that's a damn lie. We do know that, right? But her number one target is who? Black people. I'm just stating the facts, y'all. I'm just reporting this. Okay? And on top of this, but guess what though? Black people are doing wrong. So let's digress from that. This is the point where I get pissed off. It is documents that, federal documents, federal documents that show that black colleges have been intentionally underfunded. Why aren't we going back 50 years for that? See, and the main thing about this is that this is not something that I'm just talking about today. For my new listeners, if you go back and listen to my podcast in the past, I've always talked about this. Oh, yeah. But see, now it is more coming to light, right? Because we know that now they are willing to go back in the past to dig deep. Oh, yeah. You know what? In 2014, you were a felon. You had a gun. Potentially, there could have been a robbery, but we know you had a gun because guess what? XYZ, allegedly. You know what? Come with us. Oh, yeah, you were affiliated with this, this, and this, and this. Come with us. Where is the same energy for the Black Farmers Association? That year after year after year after year after year, these people are constantly being denied of what's truly theirs. These black people who haven't broke the law. Where's the same energy for that? I'm just gonna call a spade, y'all. The last time that we seen some bullshit like this, guess what else? It was a quote unquote black woman trying to stand up for the law. It was Kamala Harris. In California. Sounds familiar? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, see, guess what? RICO charges carry more time. Aha. See, that's something that I didn't mention earlier. What was going on in California up under Kamala Harris? Black people were getting more time for the what? For the exact same crimes. Because guess what? If they could make you out to be a quote unquote criminal organization, now you're a threat to the public. But as we can see, most of these people that they're indicting don't even got bonds, don't even got bond money. So how in the hell could they be considered a criminal organization? Oh, yeah, we could create all types of documentaries for these people. This happened, this happened, this happened. Throwing people in jail, taking their money.
This shit is happening right in front of our face. Oh yeah, we could go back 40 years. There is no statute of limitations until they start talking about reparations. Oh, we don't have the funds. Oh yeah. See how that works? But goddamn it, y'all just told over a million and some Americans or X amount of Americans that guess what? They could get $10,000 knocked off of their student loans. Oh yeah, they could go all the way back in the future or in the past and talk about how messed up the immigration law is. Yeah, we have resources for that. But where the hell was they at when them Haitians was trying to cross the border? See, this is something that we have to understand that we need to stay on what? On code with. I'm not gonna, at first I was gonna get on here and say, you know what, why won't they investigate the white gangs? I'm not gonna do that. Because see, if some of these people were to actually listen when the big homies was telling them, you know what, young man, you're doing too much right there on that camera. Hey, you know what you really shouldn't say? You really shouldn't be dissing this dead homie like that. You really shouldn't be on the internet with your guns. You really shouldn't be flashing all of that cash like that. Where you getting all that cash from? See, I can't blame this on Miss Willis. Right? I can't blame that on her. So I'm not about to get on here and clout chase and just totally just drag her name through the mud. That's not what I'm here for. What I am here to do, and hold up, by the way, this woman is very, very, very educated. Smart, intelligent, beautiful, unapologetic, by the way. She says she don't give a damn if people get mad. Right? So she's already balance the scale because she's saying that, you know what, these people, as long as they're out here doing this and putting this stuff online, I'm going to keep prosecuting. Putting these things in their lyrics, I'm going to keep prosecuting. So we can't put that all on Miss Willis. But what we can do is say that we want that same damn energy, right, from our federal government. That they're putting on different things in regards to RICO charges or the alleged people that's committing these crimes. We want these things to be applied toward the things that have been wrong for us. That has wronged our community. That has wronged our people. Oh, yeah, we want you guys to go back and say, hey, look, black boys were being born with cerebral palsy. Black children were being born with cerebral palsy. Black women is more likely to die in consumption of a child. Why aren't we going back and talking about this shit and saying, hey, who the fuck is responsible? See that? Do you see what I'm talking about? Because you want to know why? Because that's not what their interest is. That's not what their concern is. They don't give a damn if we don't get our 40 acres and a mule. They don't give a damn if our women are dying more in pregnancy. They don't give a damn if they are marketing abortion to our women. Oh, They don't. But guess what, though? See, now, and I know this may be on another show, but see, now they're trying to increase the conception of women. Oh. You see what I'm saying? Where the hell is that same energy at? And see, this is the reason why I'm not running from the responsibility and the accountability for the people that are out there doing the crime. Never. But I wanted you all to see where the accountability is and where it drops off at. Oh, yeah. Because they'll let you know, they'll plaster this shit all over the news. Another black gang, another black gang, another black gang, another black gang. But they won't dare talk about, you know what? The Black Farmers Association still hasn't been funded properly. There's still a lawsuit that's been going on since the 70s. Over 40 years. They won't talk about how our communities are still being redlined and how gentrification is real. Right. Where's the accountability there? And this is the reason why I be telling all of these powder puff, cheerleading, liberal, black, Democrat, as well as Republicans, what the hell are y'all doing out there? What are you doing? It seems though the only leeway we could see is that when our people are being dragged down to the courthouse and we're considering that shit a win. Are you serious? That's the only thing that you all got for us? If we're not talking about a woman aborting her babies, black women aborting her babies, and another person saying, you know what, here's another black gang, here's another black gang, that's what y'all consider a success. With a smile on your face and say, hey, you know what, I'm cleaning up my community. Well, hey, you know what, great job, but what the hell else are you doing? Because really and truly, you ain't doing nothing special, because black men been going to jail. Mm-hmm. Surprise. You just getting caught up in the fold. Everybody wants to talk about criminal intent, but nobody wants to talk about recidivism. Oh, Jerome, come on, man. Yeah. Because in their mind, the only way to prevent crime is to lock someone up. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so what we have to understand, and for the people out there that don't know what recidivism is that when you go to jail, how likely are you going to go back? There's something that's called a recidivism rate. And this is for the ex-con that gets out, goes back in, gets out, goes back in, gets out, goes back in. Some people would look at that person or that individual. Oh, by the way, black women are actually also on the rise of what? Going to jail as well. But that's another show. But the reality is that when someone gets out of prison, they have a what? They have a discharge plan. This is what the halfway houses are for. that no one takes fucking serious, that we're paying our tax dollars for. You see what I'm saying? So while we have people like Miss Willis that are vowing to put these people in jail, and some of them rightfully so, right? Some of them it is an absolute stretch and a reach. And I've always said this. You know what? If you got to go back almost 8 years to identify a crime, then you know what? That's a shitty job that you just did. 8 years? In regards to 26 people? 8 years? Come on now. Something's wrong with that already. 8 years? 10 years? 20 years? Something's wrong with that. But that's another story too. I just wanted to show y'all if we're going to hold these people accountable, right? Because these are black people. Then goddamn it, we need to be fair all the way across the board. Oh yeah, all the way. When are we going to start to get some damn wins around here? When are we going to stand up as a people and say, yes, this happened to us. We got it. Our people, when we talk about the different things that happened in Tulsa, we know it happened. Where's the energy for that? Oh, now see, you're going to have some people saying, you know what, man, you always got to bring race into it. You goddamn right I do. Because guess what? This is not about race. If you really want to be honest. Because us as black people are what? American citizens. American citizens. So if something happened within America that we know was a crime, we know it. Who were these people? Do we even know who did that in Tulsa? We never knew. If we gonna be fair, we need to go back and look up who the hell were those people in Central Park in New York. It was black people there. And they got forced out of their land. Just being honest. But hey, y'all let me know what y'all think about the situation that's going on in Atlanta. And should we be fair all across the board when it comes down to crimes regarding black people? Are our political leaders letting us down? This is all we get. Gang members in jail. Hooray. Unemployment numbers are still down. Our health conditions are still down. The wealth gap is still down. The wage gap is still down. Businesses are still down. But we have these people out here standing up in solidarity, happy than a motherfucker that we seeing some gang members in jail. Surprise, surprise. Man, thank y'all again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Y'all have a great evening.